On Saturday, media mogul and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg delivered the commencement address at Rice University in Houston. He warned graduates about a growing epidemic of dishonesty, and he urged them to return to the values of honor and truth upon which this country was founded.
As young children, one of the first things we learned about American history is the story of George Washington and the fallen cherry tree. "I cannot tell a lie," young George tells his father. "I cut it down." That story is a legend, of course, but legends are passed down from generation to generation because they carry some larger truth. The cherry tree legend has endured because it's not really about George Washington. It is about us as a nation. It is about what we want for our children and what we value in our leaders: honesty. We have always lionized our two greatest presidents, Washington and Lincoln, not only for their accomplishments, but also for their honesty. We see their integrity and morals as a reflection of our honor as a nation. However, today, when we look at the city that bears Washington's name, it's hard not to wonder, what the hell happened? In 2016, the Oxford English Dictionary's word of the year was post-truth. Last year brought us the phrase alternative facts. In essence, they both mean up can be down, black can be white, truth can be false, feelings can be facts. A New York senator known for working across the aisle, my old friend Patrick Moynihan, once said, "People are entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts." That didn't used to be a controversial statement. Today, those in politics routinely dismiss any inconvenient information, no matter how factual, as fake, and they routinely say things that are demonstrably false. When authoritarian regimes around the world did this, we scoffed at them. We thought the American people would never stand for that. For my generation, the plain truth about America, the freedom, opportunity, and prosperity that we enjoyed, was our most powerful advantage in the Cold War. The more the communists had access to real news, the more they would demand freedom. We believed that, and we were right. Today, though, many of those at the highest level of power see the plain truth as a threat. They fear it, they deny it, and they attack it, just as the communists once did. And so here we are in the midst of an epidemic of dishonesty and an endless barrage of lies. The trend towards elected officials propagating alternative realities, or winking at those that do, is one of the most serious dangers facing democracies. Free societies depend on citizens who recognize that deceit in government isn't something to just shrug your shoulders at. When elected officials speak as though they are above the truth, they will act as though they are above the law. And when we tolerate dishonesty, we get criminality. Sometimes it's in the form of corruption. Sometimes it's abuse of power. Sometimes it's both. If left unchecked, these abuses can erode the institutions that protect and preserve our rights and freedoms and open the door to tyranny and fascism. Now, you might say, there's always been deceitful politicians and dishonest politicians in both parties. And that's true. But there is now more tolerance for dishonesty in politics than I've seen in my lifetime. And I've been alive for one-third of the time the United States has existed. I know you find that hard to believe, so do I, but if you do the math, that's what it is. My generation can tell you, the only thing more dangerous than dishonest politicians who have no respect for the law is a chorus of enablers who defend their every lie. Remember the honor code here at Rice. Remember, the honor code here at Rice just doesn't require you to be honest. It requires you to say something if you saw others acting dishonestly. Now, that might be the most difficult part of the honor code, but it also may be the most important because violations affect the whole community. And the same is true in our country. If we want elected officials to be honest, we have to hold them accountable when they are not, or else suffer the consequences. Now, don't get me wrong. Honest people can disagree. That's what democracy is all about. But productive debate requires an exception of basic reality.
That's former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg speaking to Rice University graduates on Saturday. For a full video of his address and a transcript, go to our website, onpointradio.org. On Point is produced by Anna Bauman, Brian Hardzinski, Eileen Amata, Stefano Katsonis, Allison Poli, Catherine Proctor, Tanya Rowley, Jeremy Rolosa, and James Ross. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.